Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Graham Haynes, Assistant Superintendent and host for the Haywood County Schools Report. And today we're talking about one of my favorite things that we do in Haywood County Schools, one of my favorite events, the Special Olympics. And with us is our special guest, our EC Director, our Exceptional Children's Director, Ms. Brandy Stevenson. Brandy, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for being with us. So I guess first off, just tell us, what is Special Olympics for those for our listeners that don't know?
Well, Special Olympics is very broad.
Yes.
The thing that you're talking about is the Spring Games of Special Olympics.
Yes.
So Special Olympics is, you know, year-round sporting events for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. Spring Games is like a track and field competition event for Special Olympics.
Yes.
For our Special Olympians.
That's what I always think about, because it's the
yep.
It's in the name, and that's kind of the thing.
Right.
They actually do Olympic type games.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and the whole community refers to it just as Special Olympics.
Right. Right.
But we also, since I have listeners here, want to put in a plug for it being, you know, it's much more than that one day. It's year-round sporting events for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, but it is the premier day of the year that our kids and adults look forward to is Spring Games.
Yes. So tell us about the Spring Games, or, you know, more about Special Olympics if you'd like to, but I'd like to get to the Spring Games, when it is, where it is. And I know there's always a big kickoff event, which is a lot of fun with that, too. So just tell us all about that.
Okay, so we'll start with the kickoff.
Yes.
Kickoff event. It's going to be on May 2nd from 5 to 8. Everything is happening at the track at Waynesville Rec Center. And so the kickoff event is, there'll be lots of food trucks there. There'll be vendors there. There'll be like balloon artist and face painting, and there's going to be a band, Crocodile Smile, and so you can come and hear Crocodile Smile play and eat some food, and it's just a big kickoff event to get everybody ready for Spring Games for the next day. Like base camp to go will be there, lots of activities for kids of all ages and all ability levels there. So that's a kickoff event, Thursday, May 2nd, 5 to 8. And then the big event, Special Olympics, is Friday, May 3rd. Same place, track at Waynesville Rec Center, starting with the law enforcement torch run, bringing the torch in around 9:30. Parade of athletes will start around 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's always fun. and it sounds like that opening event, the kickoff event, would be really cool. And it sounds like it. Open to anybody, any ability, just come hang out, play, eat food,
right.
And enjoy Special Olympics and kind of what it is. But the games and the torch run's always fun. See the kids running in with the
yep.
torch, and then, you know, all the stuff that happens there at the beginning. So how does that all kind of get rolling that day? So the athletes come in with the torch, and then where do we go from there?
So we have an opening ceremony where we kind of talk about what's going to happen during the day and thank some of our sponsors and that type of thing. And then, so each kid and adult athlete, so there's athletes participating that day all the way from age 8 up until 88, you know, up until
right.
adult. So they get to choose 3 events, and so they get to choose a running, jumping, and throwing event. So there's, you know, the 500 meter, the 200, you know, all the different
right.
running events, and then like standing long jump, running long jump, and then there's softball throw and shot put. And so it's 3 events, running, jumping, throwing.
Awesome.
That they'll all participate in. And then after their event, they go over to the award stage, and they get to receive their medal. So they'll get either gold, silver, or bronze for each of their events.
Awesome. Awesome. So, now you talked about just kind of, I mean, it's really open from, you said, 8 to 88.
Yeah.
You know, for example, just
right.
a huge range. But as far as Haywood County Schools goes, which schools have students that are participating, or is it pretty much all the schools that have
It's almost all of the schools, and even if the school doesn't have any athletes participating. They have some volunteers coming to participate.
Yes.
So in some shape or form, all of the schools in our district are participating.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it really is. It's all hands on deck.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of help down there. Yeah. And it really is a huge event, and it's great to see just how exciting, you know, it is for everybody, but our kids in particular, they always have such a wonderful time, and it's just, it's all smiles, and it's a really fun day.
Yes. So if it gives you an idea, so every athlete will wear a athlete shirt, and every volunteer will wear a volunteer shirt. So as Haywood County Special Olympics, we ordered about 350 shirts this year. So, I mean, like, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
So, and then Chick-fil-A is one of our big sponsors. They provide lunch for the athletes and the volunteers. And so they provide over 300 lunches for that day. And so, and then we have numerous other sponsors that will be on the banners and things that day.
Their banners, yeah, and tents set up, mm-hmm, and things, yep, like that. And I'm sure a lot of them are involved in that kickoff event as well.
Yes.
On the front end.
They will be.
Promoting.
Yes.
Special Olympics itself, but also their business.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's right.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's always fun. So, you know, so this huge event's coming up May 3rd, 9:30 for the actual when the events start.
Games.
And mm-hmm, then the kickoff event is May 2nd from 5 to 8, mm-hmm, all at the Waynesville Rec Center, the track area,
yep,
down there right below the rec center near that softball field and the soccer fields there. So what other things does Special Olympics do outside of this? This is the big thing they do every year. It's coming up. You know, we're promoting that. But, you know, you mentioned the other things and along the way. So what other odds and ends is it that Special Olympics does throughout the year?
Well, we've had a group that bowls. You know, they have combined with Jackson County to do some bowling on Saturdays. We have some athletes that are playing basketball. We have all of our unified sports that go on at the schools, you know, with basketball and football and cheerleading and that type of thing. That's actually part of Special Olympics as well. So we can't forget about unified sports.
Right. Unified sports is great, too, if you ever have the opportunity, anybody, to see those. And there's days I know that they actually have unified events, and then,
correct,
sometimes they'll play at halftime or around a sporting event at one of the high schools or middle schools or something like that.
That
too,
is correct.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. So they're big into basketball for,
yes,
Unified.
Yes.
And then the cheerleaders are there, the Unified cheerleaders. And so, you know, we promote Special Olympics and always. We were in all of the Christmas parades this year.
Yes.
We went to the fair this year. You know, we try to get our athletes out helping us promote Special Olympics and games, and we're pursuing adding on swimming as a sport. We have a coach that's interested in helping our athletes with swimming. And so golf, we have had athletes golfing.
Yes.
So, you know, we're looking for coaches that would help us, that would volunteer their time to help coach athletes in any sporting event. We have some coaches interested in snow skiing. For this next winter season, we got in pretty late in the season this past year, but we have coaches interested in going up to Cataloochee and helping our athletes with snow skiing. So if you are willing and able to coach a sport and would like to help with that, please let us know and we can get you hooked up to coach.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool. You know, I fall victim to it too. I think about here Special Olympics, you think about just that one event, but it really is such a wide array of things that, you know, Special Olympics does, the organization for those kids, those athletes, and the community. And Unified really is an awesome one, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it's fun to watch those kids play that, mm-hmm, too. So that's awesome, and I didn't realize that we were beginning to get into so many more sports and things like that, like swimming and golf and skiing, which I think will be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
That's fun. Awesome. Well, Brandy, thank you for being with us. Is there anything else Special Olympics wise that you'd like to share, you want to make sure that the listeners are aware of before they come down to the event on May 3rd?
Well, we are just very grateful. We've had a lot of businesses that have donated and are sponsoring us for that day. So we've had some real estate agencies that have said, hey, you know, we will sponsor all of the balloon art and the face painting that day. I mean, that is just phenomenal. You know, we have Chick-fil-A that's doing all those lunches. That's a huge investment in our community, and we really appreciate it. We have First United Methodist Church of Waynesville. They're providing Kona ice and ice cream to our athletes and volunteers. And, you know, it's just the whole community has come together. And, you know, we've tried to level our sponsorships the way that our medals go in terms of gold, silver, and bronze. And so we have so many gold sponsors, and we have gold plus, like they donated even more than the, donated even more than that. So, you know, I encourage you to come and to look at our banners at all the many businesses. And we have, you know, flyers that will go out that have really donated time and money to helping sponsor this event. We have our PE teachers in our district that are helping to prepare our students for to compete that day, working in our schools. And then we have another group of the adult athletes that are showing up every Wednesday at the Waynesville track to practice.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the practices are more consistent than they've ever been, and adults are showing up to practice, and our students are practicing in the school. So I think everybody's getting ready, pumped up and ready, and we'll see the buses come in and all the vans come in. And, you know, parking is kind of hard at Waynesville Rec, so just bear with us, and, you know, we'll help find you a place to park, and come on in and watch and cheer on our athletes.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. And I'm glad you mentioned all the community support and the businesses, because that's one thing. I know, you know, everywhere has community support, but I think that's one thing, and it's been in a lot of our podcasts talking about different things in schools and various things that we do, but just how much community support we have here in Haywood County, which is another reason why Haywood County is so great, and we're able to do all the things that we're able to do, and Special Olympics is able to do all the things that they're able to do.
That's right.
And that's just, you know, part of the uniqueness of Haywood County. So, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brandy, for talking with
us
and telling us all everything Special Olympics and getting us ready. And remember, the kickoff event is Thursday, May 2nd from 5 to 8. And the Special Olympics, when they actually start the events, torch running and the opening ceremonies and all the events, is Friday, May 3rd, starting at 9:30 in the morning at the Waynesville Rec Center track. So thank you all for listening. Thank you again to Brandy for being with us. And have a wonderful day, Haywood County.